For what purposes, gentlelady from California, seek just recognition?
Mr. Chairman, I ask unanimous consent to address the House for a few minutes, using the time of Mr. Garamendi, who has this time, which he yielded to Mr. Skelton.
Gentlelady is recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I rise to sing the praises of a great man, Ike Skelton, Chairman Skelton. We all heard his beautiful address to us, and in it he started where his heart is, with his family, expressing his love for his family, his appreciation to his staff, his respect for his colleagues, his admiration for our great country. I'm so pleased that we've been joined by Senator Claire McCaskill, coming over from the Senate side to make respect for Mr. Skelton bicameral, and that we're joined by Congresswoman Joanne Emerson, making that support bipartisan, as well as by so many members of the Missouri delegation, and that you, Mr. Carnahan, are in the chair for Mr. Skelton's presentation. I know we'll be hearing from our distinguished Majority Leader, Mr. Hoyer, but I want it important to note that Emanuel Cleaver of Missouri, Lacey Clay of Missouri is here, and other members are here, Chairman Miller, chairs, colleagues, new members, senior members. That's how Mr. Skelton is regarded and respected in the Congress of the United States. He made his speech the way he served in Congress, surrounded by friends, admired by all, on both sides of the aisle, on both sides of the Capitol. He began by talking about his family, and he ended by talking about our men and women in uniform, which are like sons and daughters to him. He has always taught us that, as President Kennedy said, we'll pay any price, bear any burden. Mr. Skelton said to us over and over again, as he did this evening, that protecting the American people is our first responsibility. Our young men and women in uniform make us the home of the brave and the land of the free, and we can never forget that. They have no greater champion in the Congress than the chairman of the Armed Services Committee. I know I speak for every person in this chamber when I say, Mr. Skelton, thank you for your leadership for our country. It is an honor to call you colleague. Thank you, Mr. Skelton.
Mr. Speaker?
For what purpose does the gentleman from Maryland rise?
To yield to the gentlelady from Missouri.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Mr. Majority Leader, for allowing me to steal some of your time. But I would be remiss if I didn't try to tell a little bit more of the story that our beloved friend and colleague Ike Skelton started all back in about 1980 for my family with Ike, when my late husband Bill and he drove into work every single day. And the stories that I learned both from Bill and Ike, because I used to then take Ike in after Bill, and that every Thursday now that we come in with prayer breakfast has been for me a remarkable experience because of what I have learned from our colleague Ike Skelton, both from history and also an understanding of the great love that he has for our wonderful state of Missouri. His commitment and his dedication have been extraordinary, and he has been for me not only a real hero, but also someone whom I have tried very hard to learn from. You have set an example, Ike, that is impossible for anybody else to meet. But certainly you have been a role model for me and so many others before me. And I just want you to know how important you are, not only to me, to how important you were to Bill, to Tori and Catherine, and to Ron and Sam and the rest of the kids. But more importantly than that, you have been special for our country. You are what every member of Congress should want to be, and that is a man of great courage, a man of great fairness. You have had, you have shown me and others how important it is for us to be civil to one another, how we should talk to one another, and I hope that the example that you have set will continue on in this great body. You will be sorely missed, and we really love you. Yield back.
Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman from Maryland.
I ask unanimous consent to speak out of order for 1 minute.
Gentleman's recognized.
I thank the gentleman. I thank the speaker. Mr. Speaker, Ike Skelton is my brother. He and I are both Sigma Chi's. There's a lot of misinformation and misapprehension about fraternities and sororities. Sigma Chi was founded by 7 individuals, one of whom was a gentleman named Jordan. And the Jordan Standard requires of those who pledge that fraternity to live by certain standards. Those standards are what we would expect of all of us and hope for all of us. I've been a member of that fraternity for over half a century. No Sigma Chi that I have met has been more faithful to meeting the standards of conduct and character and courage and fidelity to purpose than my brother, Ike Skelton. Ike Skelton is the father of a Sigma Chi and the son of a Sigma Chi and the grandfather of a Sigma Chi. Is that correct, Ike? I think I have it in order. But Ike Skelton has been a colleague in this Congress. Ike Skelton, as Ms. Emerson said and Speaker Pelosi said and as others will say, is the quintessential example of what the American public would hope all of us would be. He is thoughtful, great intellect, faithful, patriotic, and he teared, of course, as he mentioned the troops, the men and women who serve this country in uniform, the men and women who have had no greater advocate than Ike Skelton of Missouri, the men and women of our armed forces who have had no greater advocate in terms of not only the quality of their lives, their housing, their health care, their benefits, but also the assurance that they had the best technology that was available to make them not only as effective, but as importantly, as secure and safe as they could possibly be. Ike Skelton is a good and decent man who has served his country extraordinarily well. He quoted the Tennyson poem, Ulysses. What a wonderful poem. But he didn't quote the end of it, which is essentially that Ulysses, then old, Telemachus the king, left to his son the duties of being king and brought his band of brothers together to go forth to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. There is no doubt in my mind, Mr. Speaker, that Ike Skelton will continue to be an extraordinary faithful citizen of this country, an unswerving supporter of those in uniform, of our armed forces, and of our national security, and one who will uphold the highest standards that this institution would hope all of its members maintain. And he will continue to strive, to seek, to find, and we know he will not yield. But in not yielding on principle, he will be faithfully courteous and respectful of others, as he has been every day on this floor, in his committee, and in the hallways of our offices. His late wife was named Susan. My oldest daughter is named Susan. Susan Skelton, in the spring of 1981, I came to Bowie, Maryland, and knocked on doors, and the doors opened, and they said, and she said, I would like you to vote for Steny Hoyer for Congress. I loved Susan. We lost Susan a few years ago. She was, like her husband, a beautiful, beautiful person. It is a sad day that Ike Skelton leaves this chamber. It will not be today, but in a few weeks. But it is a wonderful day for all of us to count ourselves blessed by being part of the life of this extraordinary, good, and decent man, Ike Skelton of Missouri. Ike Skelton, patriot. Ike Skelton, a wonderful, great American. Thank you, Ike Skelton. I yield back.